Previously on Algoa FM.
It's Algoa FM, your music, your world. It is Simon B coming at you live from George in the Garden Route. Just a reminder, we are the number one local station in George. Feeling very proud today. Also feeling very proud about the guest I have in the studio right now. We welcome Sean Norris. Now, Sean Norris boasts a distinguished career spanning over 28 years in the security industry, holding multiple senior management roles and safeguarding numerous events, organizations, and individuals. Notably, before dedicating his efforts to the growth of Keystone Global Security, he served as a head of security for the International Cricket Council, obviously the ICC. That happened from 2014 to 2020. And in this capacity, Sean oversaw comprehensive security planning and execution for prominent cricketing events, including the flagship Cricket World Cup tournaments in 2015 and 2019, as well as the T20 World Cups and Under-19 Cricket World Cups held during those years in various countries like the UAE, India, Bangladesh, New Zealand, and South Africa, among others. Sean Norris, welcome to the studio.
Yeah, it's Simon. Thanks for having me on.
Absolute pleasure to have you here. It's an honor, sir. Now, let's get straight into it. First question I want to ask you is, how did you get involved in security?
Well, it spanned out of me being in the military and then coming out of military, doing my 2.5 years national service. Didn't know really what I wanted to do with my life. The only thing I really knew is how to box. And I thought, okay, let me take that to nightclubs.
Okay.
And I ended up being bouncing at some of the clubs in Port Elizabeth.
Okay.
And then from there we took it and started the company. At that stage it was called TBTS.
Okay.
And we had about anything between 60 and 150 bouncers then working for us.
Okay.
Yes, so we ran that up from Grahamstown, doing all the raves and doing all the big parties.
Okay.
And then obviously doing a lot of launches for different brands and that.
Okay. So you started off as a bouncer, you got a nice little business going. Then from there, you started your company, Keystone Global Security. How did that come about? It came about from the bouncing, and was there any more to it?
So just before Keystone, we had a company called Goldwing Protection Services. I then ended up doing some training and some courses in executive protection, and then expanded that business, then starting to recruit people and renting them out to other companies.
Okay.
So some of the clients that we then serviced through this other company was the likes of Oprah Winfrey and Bill Clinton and a whole lot of other artists.
Okay.
And then out of that came out the event security.
Okay.
So the biggest one we then did was the Nelson Mandela Birthday Bash in Port Elizabeth.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now, besides all that you told me, tell us about what more you were responsible for and some of more of the events that you've been in charge of. I know there's some amazing big ones. Yeah, yeah.
So, again, just to go back to where it started with Goldwing, Nelson Mandela's birthday bash was the biggest thing I've ever done.
Okay, okay.
I still remember the night I came home and my wife Chantal, I was all emotional because, I don't think anybody thought we could pull it off.
Hmm.
But we had a really good team, and where there was expectation of 300 guys, we only put 50 guys down.
Wow.
And did the same job.
Wow.
If not better. And then from there, 2003, I got requested by another company to help them with the Cricket World Cup.
Okay.
To head up the security in Port Elizabeth in East London.
Yeah.
For the match officials.
Okay.
Not knowing that I've got a photo where I stand with the World Cup, not knowing that in a couple of 10 years later, I will end up being the head of security of the same organization I was working for. So
that's incredible, eh?
So, yeah, from that, we spent it out in doing the Vodacom Challenge.
Okay.
I headed up security for that in the Eastern Cape.
Yeah.
And then did a whole lot of other smaller events.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the break came in 2009 when IPL started, in the first one in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Assisted again with umpires.
Okay.
And did the first one in 2010 in India.
Okay.
The city I was looking after was Hyderabad.
Okay.
To make sure that all the players and match officials are all looked after.
Wow.
And so that was my remit with the IPL for that year. And then 2011, 2012, I was head of security for the IPL then.
Sure.
So
came a long way, eh?
Yeah.
Sean? A long way. I started from the bottom, now we're here.
Exactly.
Now, as well as that, you recently were involved in the Ambani wedding. For those of you who don't know, the Ambani is a very, very, very wealthy family in India. I think that wedding cost in total around 10 billion rand. They were flying celebrities on private jets all over the place, and you had something to do with that. What was your role? Security, again, of course.
So, just to correct, it's just that with the Ambani family, there's the head of security, there's a really good friend of mine.
Okay.
And he's been heading it up for the last, I would say, 13 years, I think.
Okay.
So, I had no direct involvement with that. Mm. However, what I can say is that the operation that has taken place with that was really of next level.
Mm.
We've got a client currently at the same level that we supply manpower for. So, literally what would take place is a whole array of risk assessments is being taken.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of different agencies are being incorporated to ensure that we get a risk-based security plan.
Mm-hmm.
And the manpower that's deployed is really some of the top in the world.
I'm sure.
So even with our client, which we've got a partnership with the same company that is doing their protection, is that our guys is all ex Delta Force guys.
Wow.
Or ex SAS guys.
Mm.
And the reason for that is really, you know, obviously there's the risk dictates what we need to put down.
Yeah.
So the planning for these things go in from anything from 8 months to 12 months out.
Sure.
And like I said, it is as much bigger than, you know, you would see on TV.
Mm, like the hidden stuff that goes on,
exactly,
I'm sure.
Right.
Must be grueling.
Yeah. And I think, you know, the biggest challenge for us is you can get complacent because you're doing it every day.
Yeah.
So
not realizing what a big role you're playing, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly that.
I mean, what would we do without you? I mean, you know, this would be a kerfuffle. Now, you said you had some nice and sane, some interesting stories you could share with us. What have you got? What have you got?
I think, under correction, I think 2012, we were doing the IPL, and we had the semi-finals was taking place in Bangladesh. In Bangalore. My view was that we shouldn't be playing in Bangalore because there was concerns.
Okay.
And what happened was that there was devices that then went off at the stadium and outside the stadium.
Goodness.
The challenges I had with that is that my view was at my level is that we needed to move the game and stop it. The hierarchy felt differently around it.
Okay.
And the match went on. I think the scary part of that is that if you step outside protocol, you stand to be wanted.
Yeah,
and I think we found that a couple of weeks later there was other devices also planted.
Wow!
So we then obviously had to jump in and do all the planning to move the matches to the final to Navi Mumbai, and we had to do that within I think 5 or 6 days. So the deployment of security then went 150% to over what we currently was doing.
That is crazy, and thank goodness no one was hurt.
Nobody was hurt.
Sure.
So it was low entity explosives, and I mean it wouldn't have done much damage to the infrastructure or anything like that.
But it's a thought that counts.
It's a thought that counts if somebody wanted to do something bad.
100%. Goodness. Anything else?
Yes. So I think right in the beginning when. I'm trying to think what his name is. When Idols just started.
Yeah. Simon Cowell?
No. One of the artists here in South Africa that won it.
Oh, okay.
I can't think of his name.
Okay.
Anyway. But we did a event at a school in Port Elizabeth.
Mm.
So for me, it was like, okay, this is really low key, low entry. And I stood on the side of the stage and I saw this one youngster getting very upset, Hans Winkler.
Mm.
So I saw this youngster getting very upset, and so I stepped just into the light so you can see that I'm seeing him.
Mm.
And I realized then it's because the girls were going off, you know, about Hans Winkler, and so he had a tough about that.
Okay.
And when the event was finished, I saw this guy's crouching us, and I went up to Hans and I said to him, "Listen, I think you need to leave now."
Yeah.
And I got him in the car, and he said, "Sean, these are just kids." I said, "Listen, you don't look at it that way."
Yeah.
And what happened was, just as we got out of the door, these three of these boys just ran and bailed at us.
Really?
And I'm like, I wouldn't have believed that somebody told me this, but what? You have to expect that things like this happen.
And what happened to the kids who did this?
Nothing happened to them. I just stood at the door, and the driver had us. I just said to him, just leave. And
so you called it, yeah. So you got good intuition.
Yeah, I think your nightclub taught you to read body language.
Absolutely,
That has been my biggest thing in the security has been, is to read the situation before it really happens.
Mm.
You don't always get it right, but I'd rather be wrong and save life
100%
and getting it right and have a security breach.
Well, I tell you what, if I ever need security, guess where I'm going first? Right here. Right here. Now, listen, we're going to go a little bit off key, a little bit off cue, should I say. Your son, Chase Norris, he is my kickboxing coach. What a boy-key.
We both
agree on that. What a boy-key. He's got an event happening this weekend. You have been so busy. The whole family, even Grandpa, was down there helping to get the event ready. What are we looking at this weekend?
Well, this weekend we're having a kickboxing and a boxing event, so it will be split up into two different segments.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some local talent, and there's guys from Plettenberg Bay and Neisner, I think Mossel Bay, and George competing. So I think in total there's 14 bouts or 13 bouts.
Awesome.
And it's really going to be good. Yeah. It's always well supported.
Yeah.
And people can come in and see what we've put together.
Yeah.
So we've taken the second hangar on the showground now.
Yeah.
And we've just done it all up and made it, a bit of spiffy for a change.
It looks good.
So, it's like you said, it's a family event for us. We all get together and we do this.
Yes.
And we're looking forward. There's going to be a lot of lights and bells.
It's going to be great. Now, listen, this is happening down at the George Showgrounds, all right, this weekend, this Saturday, the 31st of August. So if you're out and about, come and show your support to our fighters, both local and, not local. Listen, Sean Norris, it's been an absolute honor / pleasure having you in the studio, and we wish you the best in the future, and I'll catch you soon because you're Chase's father.
Thanks a lot for having me on, Simon. It's just absolute pleasure.
Absolute pleasure. Shot, Sean.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.